three concepts of how to select your future design leader. With a month that saw some top-level moves in both Ford and Jaguar Land Rover, some interesting observations around leaderships have resulted. How is it perceived? What are the results when all these dust settle? As consultants to senior design management and above, we're often discussing leadership in various capacities. I wanted to share some of these ideas with you and start to discuss how leadership and direction within design organizations could be arranged, selected, and carried out in the future. These ideas don't necessarily have the intention to be implemented anytime soon, but should keep us thinking about the role of design leaders, what we expect from them, and of course, how we can influence the importance of design within a company culture. Concept 1. Design leadership in the style of a US presidency. As we all know, design is often an authoritarian system, which is not necessarily bad. However, this could lead to a lack of new ideas or become stale over time if only one person is driving them. This is where the idea of a US presidency system comes in. A position that is limited to two continuous terms. If we would combine this thought with Chris Bangle's design revolution and evolution concept, we could make sure an individual leading a creative department can have a profound impact for a set amount of time. They would then also have a clear strategy to evolve for the next generation. This would also mean that risks would be easier to take by the individual, as there can be a clear plan to be followed once the leader has been selected. By limiting the time in the top position, one can make sure the focus lies on the product rather than on protecting their position and power of that position. Concept 2. Rotating leadership and a board of design. The idea of a fixed leader of design has prevailed over time. But what could it look like if we let go of that idea? In many companies, there already exists a board of design, even though it may not be explicitly named as such. Within car design, we generally have a chief exterior designer, interior designer, color material finish, UX, design operations, and some various others depending on the organization that you work in. Is a head of design on top actually a necessity? Or could there be a system implemented that allows for a rotating leadership or spokesperson of design that represents such a board of design? A board could select their leader on a two-year basis and then rotate. Rules of re-election could apply so that there is a guarantee for diversity. This would take away the idea of a one-leader system and move to a more democratic environment with the board making the decisions rather than one single person. Concept 3. Electing design leadership democratically. So now for my most radical idea. Let's combine the concept of number 1 and number 2. A democratically elected design leader. The mandate could look like Concept 1 with a term of 5 years, but we would combine it with the board of design thought. The staff elects its department leaders. A voice for high-level non-design management can of course be included, but should not be able to overrule by itself. This would put a strong emphasis not only on creativity, but also on leadership, as well as paying attention to the input of each team member. No matter if you are a junior or a team leader or even higher, each of you would have the same voice within the election. I'm fully aware that some of these concepts are radical and probably within current structures not possible to implement. This doesn't mean we shouldn't think about new ideas, no matter how radical they might seem. What do you think about each concept? Do you have other ideas that you can share that can potentially lead to new leadership models within design? Let's have a conversation on LinkedIn. You will find the direct link in the show notes of this short audio blog.